Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that jive. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
What's up?
Not much, man. Busy night, just like my day. I've been running since like 7 o'clock this morning.
I have not, but I did
Typically, I hadn't been running. You went.
I went to
a pre-party
place tonight. That's kind of, I guess, it's pretty new. I think it opened this year. Mr. Brews in Park Plaza Mall.
Yeah, you threw one of our guests, Mr. Mark Hooper, a curveball today. He texted me going, wait, am I in studio are we on location?
That was the pre-show party.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, John Lee and the New Province gang had a little tap takeover there. Tap takeover is a funny name when you only got four of the 4D taps, but Tap Invasion. He had four beers on. It was fun. Stop by and visit with him for a minute. Neat little place. If you love craft beer, they've got a good little selection there in Park Plaza Mall. That's the only thing that's gotten me to Park Plaza Mall in about a decade, so I guess it's
awesome.
Doing something right, you know. It was neat. Yeah, a lot of good taps. It's kind of I grew up going to the Flying Saucer. It reminded me a little bit of a mini Flying Saucer. About half the number of taps.
Yeah. I was doing some social media stuff.
Look at
there.
You working
well,
it,
I was sharing our. I was sharing our live feed. I was. Got a fun show tonight. I feel like it's going to
awesome
go.
Awesome show.
The way my day's been, I feel like I'm going to blink and the show is going to be over. But our good buddy, Mark Hooper, coming in, who we got to say is a tiki man, but he has got a different concept tonight.
I already know two reasons it's going to be an awesome show. Well, yeah. Not just because of the guests.
And then our buddy Theron.
The shirt that Mark's got on.
Yeah.
That's just a blast.
Yeah.
Secondly, the show hadn't even come on the air yet, and I've got a drink sitting in front
yes,
of me. So
yes.
Right there.
Theron, our buddy Theron from Stone Throw, who's become a series regular, maybe the longest tenured multiple-time guest in history, is joining us, too, from Stone Throw Brewing. And real quick, talked to Chops from Lost 40, and we got to figure out how we're going to give them away. We've got two tickets to Festival of Darkness.
Yeah, we are just
two days away. We were going to give them away last show, and we just honestly ran out of time, but we'll figure that out. Also have a couple of tickets. Big event in town this week. The Simmons Bank Championship out at Pleasant Valley.
Oh.
And I've got a couple of general admission tickets courtesy of Michelob Ultra that we will give away. And I think I got a pretty good question for that. But
pretty good night to be listening.
It is. Show, so. You know, maybe we got a PGA professional out there listening to us tonight.
Call
so
your friends.
Who knows?
Call
you know?
Your neighbors.
But anyway, so we got an action-packed show tonight. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
You're our resident tiki. Well, you're our resident cocktail expert.
I feel like you hadn't been on in weeks.
Yeah, and we like we've discussed, we got to make this a regular occurrence.
We just need to have a station luau.
Well, let's figure
studio,
it out.
Studio luau.
Do you know a restaurant we could do it at? Maybe.
Bring all about. Yeah.
But
I think I know one.
So you're in a little venture. kind of getting back in the bar business where you belong.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be back in the swing of things. I'm still with the Postal Service.
Well, we all got to have day jobs here.
Yeah.
We got to have day jobs to pay for our fun things, except Theron. Theron's day job is his fun thing.
Yeah.
But you're with Asian Capital Restaurant and Bar. See, I got it right.
Good job.
And you guys are in the old, for the people that remember Southern Gourmation.
Southern Gourmation.
You guys are in the old Southern Gourmation location.
No, me and Theron probably know
well,
Downtown Music.
Well, Downtown Music.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
right.
The same. Yeah.
The original Downtown Music.
Yeah. I think I probably bumped into Theron in there a time or two, maybe through the years.
I saw
Didn't
Fake
know him.
No More.
Oh, wow. You saw them there?
Yeah.
I saw Prong there, I think.
Oh, wow.
We've seen, it was a. Anyway, it's on Capitol. It's between
right across from the Bank
Capitol
of America building, isn't it? It's Bank of America, the lottery office.
It's right office. Next door to the AC Marriott.
Yeah.
You're almost you're coming from the Capitol, you're almost to Maine. It's on the right-hand side. Yeah.
Well, we're right at that intersection, Scott, of Capitol and Louisiana. So we're a block
AC
west
Marriott,
of Maine. Yeah.
I got to throw this plug in.
And
that
yes,
AC
across
Marriott,
the street from
that AC Marriott bar is good too. That's a very good bar.
The AC Marriott's good to have right there, and it's
that area is kind of
block. If we can just get that block rock and rolling, we need some new life in EJ's. But there's a restaurant next door to that. There's Parks and Recreation, which is the indoor frisbee golf.
Yeah.
And
next to where EJ's closed, which I always loved EJ's, but next door is
the
Cinco de Mayo. Mexican place.
Yeah.
Great Mexican place.
Yeah,
go down there at lunchtime now, and it's back to life. So I'm hoping at night it's also back to life. I don't drink a lot on my lunch breaks. I said a lot. I don't drink at all on my lunch breaks, but I got to come visit you at night. I walk right
by
there.
Please do.
So, Mark, tell us about the Asian Capital Restaurant and Bar. Tell us about it, because I've seen a little bit about it, but I don't know much of the history of who's involved and what's going on down there.
Absolutely. This owner, Eric, and his wife, Sophia, and their kids, they have a whole brood. They're all just great.
A brood.
they opened this restaurant, and I think Eric told me that his family has had a restaurant in Houston.
Yeah.
And I think that they were just really, I don't know the authentic backstory, but I think they were really pushing him to do something in Little Rock. And so he found the spot, and Don Ryan was consulting him on the whole bar thing. So Don is over at the Town Pump. He's the manager there. And Don was going to be my partner in the Tiki Bar until COVID shut us down. But so Don said, Mark, they need a bartender. You want to get back in the game? Like, I'm on, let's do it. So I went and met Eric, and I said, Eric, I'm still with the post office. I don't know when I'll be here. You know, we try to start serving. We're going to start doing happy hour from 5 to 7:30 on nights. I'm sorry, 5 to 6:30. And I have to, like, bust butt to get down there at 5, leaving the post office. But, Eric, his family's Vietnamese, so it's Vietnamese cuisine. And he's going to add Thai, and he's going to add Chinese.
Yeah.
So he's wanting it to be Asian. And so my goal with the bar program is to make it Asian. I bring a little bit of my tiki infused ideas to the bar program. And I'm working on using yuzu and lemongrass and longdon and all these flavors that are Pacific Rim. Oh, you know, not longdong. and Thai basil and longdongs and so
we're sampling one now.
Yeah, that's what I want to.
What you're drinking there is the humo de kiwi, and that's mezcal, and it is fresh kiwi. I muddled some kiwi, and it's lime juice, and it is Montenegro, which is an Italian Amaro, which is one of my favorites. That's a little bit sweet, a little nutty, and it's also elderflower. And so what do you think?
Excellent.
I love it. The notes on it. The smokiness of the what you just said,
the mezcal.
Mezcal,
Coachell, thanks to Alexia at Dunux Distributors. Hey, Alexia,
the smokiness. That was the first thing that hit me was
the smokiness
the mezcal.
On the nose.
That's a great, fantastic.
So
drink.
You sat around and ate some of their food and just said, "I'm going to design all the drinks and to match this food."
Well,
am I eating with this when I go in?
You know, I didn't want to ask, but I kind of thought we might get a little bit of food tonight, but But you know what? I will take one of Mark's cocktails any day of the week over some food.
But,
so,
you know, come in and have one of these and have some of Eric's fresh spring rolls. They're fresh. They're beautiful. They're really good. Or some of the egg rolls. You could, that would be really paired nicely with his orange chicken that he has. And he's doing a little bit of Korean. He's doing just a little bit of Thai right now, even though he doesn't have the Thai menu in there. So look for specials.
Some of those things are some of the things I think we're lacking in Little Rock, some of those styles in a big way.
Yeah,
we go to other cities, and we'll see a lot more Asian restaurants. And I love finding a good Asian restaurant. We've got good ones here.
Sure.
There's just not. There could be three times as many, probably. It make me happy.
We've been blessed in Little Rock with having good restaurants, good kind of general Americana restaurants. We just don't have the ethnic neighborhoods to produce and promote the ethnic restaurants. I miss K-Bird. I mean, he was doing fantastic stuff with Tyler.
Well, I noticed I pulled up your Facebook page, and the first thing I saw was something that reminded me of K-Bird was the mango sticky rice. He had a really good mango sticky rice over there. And
he sure did. And he did catfish penang.
Yeah.
That curled my toes. It was so good. So good. But so, yeah.
That's pretty good.
We've always needed... you know, I've always wanted a really authentic German restaurant in Little Rock. They have those in Hot Springs. I've always wanted good Vietnamese. They have that in Fort Smith because of the Saigon evacuation, all the people that went to Fort Chaffee. And what's crazy is when they evacuated Fort Chaffee, or when they evacuated Saigon and they all went to Fort Chaffee, this is how I learned about the Hmong people. The Hmong people have lived along the Pacific Rim, along the Asian coast, and they slowly migrated from Siberia all the way down, and they got down into Laos, Cambodia, and Thailand. And so when they evacuated Saigon, all these people left, and so the Vietnamese people stayed in Fort Smith, but the Hmong people are nomadic, and they all dispersed. That's why you go up to Siloam Springs, and there's this fantastic Thai restaurant. Or you go into Fayetteville, and there are fantastic Thai restaurants.
Yeah.
And it's because of that. And so
it's funny you said that. We were actually coming home from Tulsa just about 2 months ago, and we swung through Fort Smith just for the heck of it to eat some lunch, grab something somewhere downtown there. And we went to a place that I'd been wanting to go to. I won't drop the name of it since we didn't get in there that day. They were like packed, and it was going to be an hour and 45-minute wait on a Sunday around noon, which I should have thought of. And we found a little Thai restaurant that had just opened, and it was outstanding. It looked like it was in a little strip mall kind of building.
Right.
It was wonderful, and I love finding those kind of places. You don't stumble across that many in Central, but it's funny that you mentioned that. We were in Fort Smith downtown there, and there were two or three of them.
Right on.
We picked a random one that had just opened. It was wonderful.
I'm excited for the scene here because COVID kind of put a damper on life, and you know it affected these guys and with all of our great brew pubs and that whole community. I feel like everything's starting to really kind of come back to life. The Attic is open. That's a fantastic place. We're seeing Threefold is expanding into a bar program with their food.
Oh, hadn't heard that.
Threefold's
wonderful.
We're seeing a lot of new activity. The Stevens Group with the
Town Pump
and George's, they're opening a new Irish pub up in the Heights.
Yep.
So keep your eye out for that. We're seeing new life, and hopefully we'll see new bartenders. I really want to push Dylan and some of the old bartenders to really get our USBG chapter going again, because it really facilitated growth and a lot of shared ideas. I use a bad word, synergy, within the bar community.
Well, you're in kind of a destination area now, because to me, they've attached, like, you know, you run through River Market and up to Samantha's, and then we've always had Soma. There's a little gap in between there, but it's certainly easy to walk or jump on one of those scooters. Now you guys are kind of right up there off of Capitol going that direction, Threefold's right there. Man, when that all comes together, you go park downtown, you walk around, eat, have a few drinks, go to the rep, all those things, and you guys are going to be right in the middle of that. Yeah. That's going to be wonderful.
I'm hoping that, you know, they're doing some redevelopment of the bank building. They have some parts of it closed. I'm hoping we see some restaurants.
That's a
great
space. Building's got such a great balcony up top with all the area.
They're keeping it close to the vest. I haven't heard, but I'm expecting some good things from them too. And right now it's just kind of quiet and dark across the street, and I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's get this going, man.
Yeah, well, the only place I go to, right, like I said, we go to that AC Marriott once in a while and have a drink when we go to the rep or something.
Yeah.
It's a good location, nice little bar. Now, you guys are a couple doors down. We'll go eat some dinner there, stop by AC Marriott, have a drink, go to the rep.
And let me just quickly say this, and I'll shut up and let you talk.
No, we got an hour, so yeah.
Our happy hour will be 5 to 6:30. We're going to do $2, some select bottle beers, $2. We're going to do a $4 draft. And our draft, by the way, we have the Bingo Bango from these guys.
They have excellent taste.
That's what I'm talking about.
So,
well, that was when I told Theron you were coming on, too. He was like, great. They just put me on tap there.
Yeah, and I got to give a shout-out to Ian. Ian and our old friends. Ian is their historical – what should we call him? He's like a
he's
nerd.
Ian. He's just Ian.
Know it all. He knows more. He knows more about Arkansas history than any four of us in this room.
He likes to put on a straw hat and talk about the history of the building down there.
Yeah,
the neighborhood. But anyway, Ian is a good guy, and Ian would hang out with us when I was on the bar staff at the pizzeria. But I only had three taps. I have Sapporo, I have Modelo, and I have shout out to Flyway. I have the Blue Wing. Which pairs really well with Asian food. That's just a nice. And I, the fourth tap never got filled, and Ian came in and said, what's going there?
Bingo Bango.
And I said, well, we're talking about this, we're talking about that. He goes, no, Bingo Bango. Like, done. Because I love hazy IPAs. I'm not a big IPA guy, but I love hazy IPAs. It's crazy. That theirs and the one that Lost 40 does, the Scotch.
Scotch, well, no, you're talking about the Rooster Illusion?
Rooster Illusion.
They're higher ABV hazy.
Oh, big ABV.
Yeah. So shout out to them. I Don kind of moved fast to get everything set up, and nothing wrong with Modelo, but I'm looking forward to going with one of our local Mexican Pilsners in place of that. And, you know, so I'm going to try my damnedest. I met with Rocktown the other day. I'm going to meet with them some more. I want to really work with and promote the local scene. Because I was the sales rep for Pink House Alchemy. I know how important we thrive and rely on.
But I do like to see the international ones, too, like your Sapporo or Kirinichi. Some of those are kind of made to drink with Asian food. So.
All right, I was looking for the phone line number. I say first, let's... Let's see if we can give away a couple tickets to the golf tournament tomorrow. I'm going to put a question out there.
Golf question or beer question?
Well, it's going to be a beer / golf. We want to thank Michelob Ultra out there for donating these tickets. We know this is the senior tour event, but the question will be, what is the official beer of the PGA Tour? 661-1037.
I have an answer.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Town's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
You know their stories. You know their swings. For these icons, there's no slowing down in sight. Legendary Action returns to Pleasant Valley Country Club in Little Rock, Arkansas for the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens on October 24th through the 26th. Tickets on sale now at SimmonsBankChampionship.com. Progressive.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter agents Richard Yeager, Steve Ferguson, or Jason Daly in Little Rock today.
Don't miss the High School Scoreboard Show with Randy Rainwater, Kevin Bohannon, and Barry Grooms every Friday night at 10, only on 103.7 The Buzz. Brought to you in part by First Security Bank and UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Hold on to your hats. Academy Sports and Outdoors is finally opening in Russellville this November. Need a new grill that says we smoke brisket? And our football rivals? They got them. A fishing rod that screams, I reel in hogs and pack a mean cooler. They got that too. How about a new pair of shoes that say, I run trails and look fly doing it? You got it. At your new Academy in Russellville, they'll have all the sports and outdoor gear you need at undefeatable prices every day. Because here, fun can't lose.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Beer check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage, a sweaty ass, as a lemonade will be nice, but a spice from the top to a VK. Got a vodka, a drink, but girls got the bait on a bum board, see, I got some ice tea. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden, bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, this show's gonna fly by tonight. Isn't it amazing when you got a couple guys you have fun hang out with? You can just fly through this show.
Guys that are fun to hang out with are the ones who I would like to drink their products.
All right, I think we don't be a jerk.
That's the number one rule of owning a brewery. Don't be a jerk.
I think we may have a winner. We have Christian. I don't know where he's calling from.
Sister Christian.
But
I'm from Little Rock.
Okay, Christian is in Little Rock. Were you planning on going to the golf tournament this weekend?
Man, I wanted to go to the tournament.
But
I don't.
You don't have tickets. That's your problem, right?
That's my problem.
All right. Let's see if you get this softball question. What is the official beer of the PGA Tour?
The official beer of the PGA Tour is Michelob Ultra.
Oh man.
Courtesy of Michelob Ultra, Christian is going out to the golf tournament. I've got you a couple of tickets. I'm going to put you back on hold, Christian. And Damon's going to grab your first and last name and telephone number. And within an hour or two after this show, I'm going to text you a link for a couple tickets.
Okay, perfect, man. I really appreciate it. And, hey, I know I was listening to the radio, and you guys went out to the tap house and did the takeover.
Yeah.
I've been to that place. Those ladies up there are very nice. Bree, Lexi, you know, shout out to those ladies. And,
I agree. Yeah,
just trying to cool score
nice people.
Man, free food, something. What's amazing is
he's right. They're
Scott
super nice.
Said the first thing he said. He goes, the ladies in there were awesome. When he pulled up.
Yeah.
So
I'll see you in there sometime, Christian. I'm gonna have to go back by.
All right, Christian.
Isn't it nice?
You'll buy me in
staff?
There.
I'll buy you a beer. I'm gonna
all right,
buy
buddy,
Christian a beer.
I'm
though.
Going to put you back on hold. Damon's gonna pick it up. First and last name and telephone number, and I'll text them to you here in a little bit.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. All right, awesome.
He's going to have a good time.
That's one of two sets of tickets we have.
I still have faith that the weather is not even going to touch any of the fun stuff this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend.
We've got festivals. We got golf tournaments. We got I'm sure there's music playing somewhere. But more importantly,
there's
like,
music at,
like the
great festival. A great band playing at Four Quarter tomorrow.
Correct, and I bet I wonder who that might be. But I will say this, just like the first segment, I think Theron took a cue, and as soon as we came into the second segment, we had beer hanging right here in front of us.
I've had this beer because I was at Harvest Fest a few weeks ago,
yep,
and they had some pint cans of this, and I love it to see Stone's Throw making some cans. And one of the booths had had these, I think about $5 pops all. Delicious, perfect beer for walking around at a festival. It was a little hot that day.
And I grabbed it, and I said, man, that's fantastic, Theron. What is it? And he turned the can around, and it is regular beer.
Regular.
Beer-flavored beer for the regular beer drinker.
That's a good commercial. He should do your commercials for you because – that's exactly what it is.
Have you seen our commercial?
I have not. Is there a commercial?
Yeah, I'll post it again tomorrow.
I didn't really know there was one.
I made one.
I saw it. That was pretty good. Yeah. You're good. I mean, not only are you the brewer, you're like the marketing guru of Stone's Throw as well.
That one helps, you know, to have a really funny wife. She helped a lot with that commercial.
Well, this,
all right, we
this beer sells itself.
We got regular Ronnie beer? In North sure. Little Rock, Ronnie. You're listening. You're calling in to Tap Time. What's up, man?
Hey, man, chilling, man. I'm opening these tickets because I want to go out there so bad.
Okay, okay. What is the official beer of the? Hang on. Wait.
He's on top.
What?
I already knew it before he answered it the first time.
Well, wait. I got a different question for you. What is the official beer of the Simmons Championship presented by Stevens Inc. out at Pleasant Valley?
Michelob Ultra.
Okay, perfect. All right, Ronnie.
Hit the bell. You got to hit the bell.
Oh, I got to do that. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to put you back.
Ronnie, what's up?
Well done.
I'm going to put you.
I'm going to take my wife out there, my beautiful wife.
Oh, that's going to be a great day.
Just tell Ernie Ellis he still owes me that
$20. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and Damon's going to get.
Hit on my wife, man. I can't do that.
You notice I've got my name.
Hey, who's that? Oh, that's my wife.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and Damon is going to get. First and last name and telephone number, and
so
I'll.
She's from Asia, but she's the country. She's full Filipino, and she's raised in the country. Now that's nice.
You guys need to come to
that's
Asian
nice.
Capital and hang out with me, Ronnie.
All right, my name's Ronnie.
All right, Ronnie, I'm gonna put you on hold,
I will
send you a couple tickets after the show. All right, sorry, Theron. We just
I think
you
it's
know,
definitely Tap Time at Ronnie's house.
It definitely.
I love it.
Y'all
love
notice?
It.
Y'all did y'all notice what I did the whole time?
On his finger on the button.
I had my finger on the button ready. But anyway, so we are drinking regular beer.
That's it.
And tell us about a regular beer from Stone's Throw.
So you know this as well as I do. Going to Scott
good.
As well. Going to all these beer events all the time. At some point,
you just want a light, lighter beer.
People are coming up all the time, going, "Hey, man, can I just get a regular beer?"
Yeah, and it's fair because so many places set up, and then what do they have?
12%
chocolate cookie. Something.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want a regular
something with
beer.
All the ingredients.
And you guys aren't guilty of that. You've always got some of your standards, but. Tell us about the regular beer.
So then, it was a couple summers ago that, you know, and then a light went off in my head. I was like, you know what, guy? I'm going to make you a regular beer. And I'm going to call it that, and it's going to be great.
I even love the label. It's not fancy. Yeah.
That's exactly what we wanted.
It's the most generic label I've ever seen.
We wanted it to be simple. We wanted it to be exactly what the beer. It's beer flavored beer. It says it on the label.
It reminds me of a few years ago. We had a beer called Beer 30, and I mean, I'm talking like 15, 20 years ago. A very cheap contract brewed lager.
Yep, in a red can.
Yeah, and red, and there was a blue one.
Super cheap. Yeah.
And it was super cheap, and it was very generic like that, too. And I think I like the fact that you guys are a craft brewery, Theron, but you can kind of make fun of yourselves, too.
Yeah.
And you don't care. I got to tell you, it's great.
For the more connected beer geeks, it's actually a Dortmunder style.
See, I love that. I love that. The geeks are all, okay, now Dortmunder.
Well, you know, here's the thing with Theron. If Theron's going to brew a beer, it's going to be some old style beer that he's coming out with, that he's going to take a recipe from hundreds and hundreds of years ago and brew it to something people like.
Well, speaking of that, are
we in class, Mark? You've got your hand raised.
I have a question for Theron.
Okay.
Yeah. Theron, where can I purchase regular beer outside of the brewery itself?
Does Theron win tickets if he answers this question correct?
You get to come to my house and clean my bathroom.
let's see. Currently, I think Colonial, Legacy, and Ace have it.
Right on, because I'm going to North Carolina to hang out with friends.
Take them with a six pack.
I'll take some of this. I'll take more than six.
Yeah, well, I said take your buddy a six pack. Yeah,
six for you, six for friends.
Yeah,
I saw something else happening at Theron's Brewery, and then I think I saw, and I'm kind of excited about. Don't you have a non-alcoholic beer coming out? Oh, did you bring one?
It's coming out of the cooler right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that's just really picked up more and more steam. I'm all about it if there's some that I've had that tastes very good, and I'm all about it if they taste good. I've had some that were like a little boring, and it's like kind of what I expected from them. Mm-hmm. But now I've realized, no, that's not what to expect. There's some really tasty non-alcoholic beers out there.
Do you like fruit sours?
I do.
This is going to be right up your alley. Yeah.
Oh, well then, okay. It's coming out tomorrow in the brewery?
Yeah, tomorrow it'll be on the tap room.
Unless you're on tap time tonight.
Now, wait a second. Your cohort opened one of these for me, and it was 7%. Are y'all using this can for?
This is our crowlers. Okay. So we fill these off the tap
to demand. It didn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we fill in the blanks there with whatever you get. Those are filled to order when you come.
Yeah. So don't leave the brewery empty handed. You have a cooler full of pint beers that are pre-done, and then you've got crowlers to go.
Man, our beer craft community has done so much for the drinking community as a whole. They have helped perpetuate the cocktail scene.
Hey, I got a trivia question for the
I had a good one.
Do you have a good one?
What
was the first second wave of craft brewery?
What was the first of the second wave of craft breweries?
Yeah, that's probably the fair way to say it.
Okay.
Little Rock.
So
but would anybody?
So Diamond Bear being the first wave?
Diamond Bear was.
Okay.
They held that all to themselves. Then the second wave kicked in a good 10 years ish ago. And it brought us new craft breweries.
I don't know. Let me ask you, 13 years
after Diamond Bear.
Let me throw this question. Well,
we're not trivia.
Okay. Well, we can decide. I see where he's going. We do have a couple tickets of Festival of Darkness. Courtesy of Lost 40.
This is such a party. It's such a party every year. I know Stone Throw's there this year. Pretty excited, right?
No, I thought you were there this year.
We're not there this year. No.
Where did I get that from? Who told me that?
I don't know.
I'm suing somebody.
Okay, so you got a question.
Where'd you get it from?
I have an answer. I mean, I thought about it, but I have a guess.
Oh, okay.
But if it's trivia, I'll keep my mouth.
Well, we got that. Or my next question was going to be, what festival is happening this Saturday night that you're going to win tickets to?
Okay, well, that's tough. That's hard.
Hey, we're just trying to give a couple tickets away that we couldn't give away last year.
Yeah, we promised Chops we would give them away. So,
You know what? We'll take either answer. What was the second wave brewery new here in Little Rock? My name may or may not be on the wall down there somewhere.
I really think it started the second wave of breweries. It was the first one.
Or what festival are you going to win tickets to this weekend?
Can we also talk about what Henry did for
Vino's
for the brew pub community?
Well, that's
the OG.
If you listen to the Buzz or Magic 105 back in the day, they had a term called cordlessing. Like, if it was the greatest of the great, that's cordless. Mm-hmm. I think they're kind of cordless here.
Oh,
like, you cannot mention Little Rock brewing scene without mentioning Vino's.
Yeah.
So I would say we can just cordless them. And
well, honestly, if you're talking about craft beer as a whole across the country, Arkansas, we've been late to the game. We don't have as many, et cetera, et cetera. Northwest Arkansas has got a lot now. But at one time in the 90s, we had Vino's and Diamond Bear. Most cities didn't even have one brewery at that point, and we had two.
Yeah, yeah.
And Vino's was just killing it. That was the first place I ever went and got his Firehouse Ale.
Hey,
was the one that I was really digging.
Guys, don't forget about Bosco's too, because during that time there was the third here in Little Rock.
Who was the brew pub that preceded Bosco's in that same spot? What was the name?
Bosco's.
River Rock.
River Rock. No, that was preceded.
Yeah,
and that was
River Rock. Yeah.
So we were ahead of the game, and then the second wave.
We may have an answer to the question. Damon's saying no. No. All right.
I know who it is.
We're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to try and give away two tickets to Festival of Darkness this Saturday at Lost 40.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Check out the new clothing at Bell & Swarton Conway. A new cricket polo with Razorback logo, button-downs, vests, sweaters, slacks with UCA or Arkansas gear from Johnny O and Peter Millar. Great staff, fantastic service. Bell & Sword, the only Central Arkansas men's store with a tailor on staff to fit you. So go now to Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Pardon.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest.
All right, anybody out there listening, I got two tickets to Saturday's Lost 40 Festival of Darkness. At this point, if you just call in and we ask you a question and you answer it right, we would probably give you the tickets. 661-1037. Holler at us, and you might win two tickets.
That will be the country's biggest zombie cowboy party of the year.
Yep.
In the whole country.
All right. We are back here in studio, and I'm just going to go ahead and take this one hot, Damon. We got a caller. Who is this?
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson. What, for two tickets to, or first of all, you doing anything Saturday?
Man, I hope I'm going to a certain festival by a certain brewery.
Good answer.
Okay, for two tickets to Festival of Darkness this Saturday, what is your name?
Man, I'm going to have to give me just a second. Chris Johnson, bro.
Hang on. We have a winner. That was good. That was good, Chris. So I'm just going to ask, since we're having a good time, are you a fairly consistent Tap Time listener, or are you just out in the car tonight?
This is not alcohol. Man, I'm doing the next best thing, going out to the Deer Woods, coming back from the Deer Woods, and listening to Tap Time. When I can catch it.
No, we get that.
Chris, you make the deer meat chili. We'll bring the beer.
Oh, I like the sound of
that. We get that. We're at a weird time, and we're only on every couple weeks, but it's good to have listeners. Hey, Chris, I'm going to put you on hold. Damon's going to need to get – he's going to get your name, first and last name, and an email if you have it. Or actually, just give him your telephone number, and I'll text you, and you can send me your email. And we'll get Lost 40 to send those tickets to you.
Man, that is excellent. I appreciate it.
And by the way, if you want to meet Scott this Saturday at Festival of Darkness,
I will be there.
He's pouring at the Soul and Spirits tent. So run
over
there and tell him who you are, Chris.
Yeah, come say hi.
Awesome, man.
All right, buddy.
Scott, I'll do it, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
I'll buy him a beer there.
Did y'all like that? Did y'all like that question? No,
I thought that question was really deep and delving.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's let's have some fun. That's
hey,
all.
Our boy all right. at Soul and Spirits, Ryan, frequent guest, been on three or four times. He's bringing some good beers. This is gonna be really good. He's making some great beers over there.
All right, Theron, you.
I already told Theron this is gonna go into our bar.
Oh, so now we're drinking.
Yeah.
Hang on, so Theron, if I drink 10 of these tonight, besides having to pee a lot, could I drive home?
Absolutely.
This has zero alcohol?
This is 0.0%.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It does. Smell like you've had some beer. Yes, sir. I had 20 of them.
Yeah.
20 non-alcoholic.
breathe into this.
Y'all ever, side note, you ever seen those videos where, like, the guys run around with, like, Beck's NA or Heineken 00 and, like, drink right in front of cops as they're driving?
I still don't think that's a good idea.
I don't either. That's not a good way to make a friend. But anyway, you guys, they're in the I don't want to say this is the next wave of the craft breweries, but it is a lifestyle choice that a lot of people are cutting alcohol, trying to get a flavorful beer, because for years you could only get beers that I sell, you know, your O'Doul's, your Bud Zero, now Mick Ultra Zero. But in the last couple, 3 years, you've had new breweries with Athletic, a brewery out of Chicago, Gold Brewing.
Nevada's made some pretty good IPAs.
But we haven't had any local breweries make a NA, and you guys really are the first. And what was the reasoning behind this? I mean, I know the answer.
Is this technically non-alcoholic or alcohol removed?
It is non-alcoholic.
Okay, so the difference in production from that is
tell us. So a lot of the big, like the Athletics of the world, Weisstefan, for example, they make the beer and remove the alcohol.
Right.
This is the opposite. We just make the beer and just don't produce the alcohol to begin with.
Okay.
So there's, as in the last few years, like as Bryce said, the market has shifted more towards non-alcoholics.
Yeah.
And with that, there's been a lot more technology come out with, you know, different yeast, different additives, flavorings, whatever, to just make a beer that just doesn't have alcohol to begin with.
Can I say this? I don't think, well, let's discuss this. I don't think it's as much of the people aren't drinking as many alcoholic beers now. I think it's the younger generation that's coming up.
They do not drink as much.
Yeah, they're getting away from alcohol. I think they're looking for non-alcoholic drinks.
Right.
Are looking for non-alcoholic beers.
Well, now
is that true?
And Mark, I mean, have you seen the emergence of the non-alcohol liquor?
Not so much liquor, but people are just leaning toward those seltzers because of the low ABV.
Yeah, you see it being a younger crowd that does that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So they're not taking.
I don't
the place
know because I know when I turned 21, there. Well. Probably before that, Theron, I would assume the same. Scott, the same way you, Mark. I mean, beer was the first choice went for at that age. Well, mainly because it was cheaper.
We were drinking. I mean, I was underage drinking beer.
What?
But you know, I'm Catholic. I got that right. So other people, they have to wait till they're 21. Catholics, we can drink when we're 12.
Well,
I heard
Mark
that.
Was probably going down to Louisiana in his younger days to drink legally. We'll save ourselves by that.
My freshman year at college at Christian Brothers in Memphis.
You could drink legally.
So when I turned 19, my freshman year in Memphis, the drinking age was 19 then.
Yeah.
My fraternity brothers tied my head to the handle of a diver bucket. From Sookie Sullivan's.
Oh yeah, the
and
big
I,
yellow
so
bucket.
I
yeah.
could, I had like a.
You had
foot.
To drink your way
I had,
out.
I had to drink my way out. Yeah, yeah.
So I would lose at that.
It was called Diver Down, right?
Just called a diver. You're a Van Halen fan.
Oh, okay, I couldn't remember, but I do remember looking so cool sitting there with my young buddies with four straws drinking out of the same. You knew the ladies loved it. Oh, look at these guys drinking.
They switched to that plastic bucket, but in the early days it was a metal paint bucket.
Oh, I don't remember
and
that.
And people would convert those to lamps. They were really high-end drinkers when they had a Silky's lamp in there.
So, Theron, I got when deciding to do an NA beer, did you throw out in your mind and your when you were brainstorming what you were wanting to do.
Yeah, I'm curious about this style.
The Berliner Weiss, which is a sour beer, which is one of my favorites. Mm. What made you decide that style of beer to go NA?
So sours are popular.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a good style. To be quite honest, one of our suppliers sent out their monthly newsletter, and it had a big, you know, thing about, here's all our new NA products.
Yeah.
Here's some advancements in technology, some advancements in process, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and here's some recipes.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And I was, at first I was going towards a wit because they had a real nice wit recipe. And I'm like, but then I was like, you know what? I think Berliner Weiss would probably play better.
And my question with you guys over there, did you have to change anything, like get another piece of equipment or do something different other than not ferment it?
No, the mash and everything is pretty similar to just a standard beer.
Yeah.
It's just how you – it's the grain bill is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
It's you do the steps a little bit differently, and it's really just the yeast you put in is a yeast
– Doesn't produce alcohol.
That doesn't produce alcohol.
Well, I was curious because I honestly, when you were talking, I would – I don't know as much about you or know as much as you do about beer brewing, but I would expect it to have a hint of sweetness if you guys were, you said you do everything but produce alcohol. Well, yeah. How you produce alcohol is you put yeast and it eats the sugars, mm-hmm. but they have developed a strain of yeast that can eat the sugars away,
right.
but it doesn't produce alcohol.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Technology.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the things that the market steering towards these sorts of things kind of produce urge the manufacturers to kind of produce these sorts of new technologies.
Yeah, does it cost about the same to produce a non-alcoholic beer as a regular beer?
It's
similar.
Yeah, it's a very similar cost.
So where is this available? Is this something you guys are just doing draft at the tap room?
Right now it's draft and it's coming out tomorrow at 4:00.
Yep.
It'll be
New Beer Friday.
Yep. New Beer Alert.
Yep. It's only going to be draft right now. I'm working on some final quality control things on it. As we talked about the yeast, it doesn't produce alcohol because it only ferments certain sugars.
Yeah.
When they can control the yeast to not produce alcohol off those sugars, but it leaves alone some of the other fermentable sugars. So
you don't want it to.
So you don't want to put a fermentable liquid into a can
with residual yeast
because that's not good.
Can bombs.
But there's other technology.
I've had some. I've had bottle bombs.
There's other additives out there now that I'm testing that basically pasteurize the beer without pasteurizing it. And I've got those in test right now to make sure that, my cans are...
No, I don't get it. Yeah, you don't want to send out a bunch of beer that...
And before we go, is there going to be more of these non-alcoholic beers coming? You going to try some more?
We'll see how the market responds. I mean, it's...
This is very tasty.
I fully intend to do that more, and like I said, once the QC comes back and we get that nailed down, put it in cans.
Yeah.
I mean, but, the market's going to tell me whether or not that's what I need to do.
This is really good.
It is. Very good.
All right. When we come back, we only have a couple minutes. So, like I said, it's been a fast show. It's easy to do a show when you got friends in here.
Too easy.
You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
You know their stories. You know their swings. For these icons, there's no slowing down in sight. Legendary Action returns to Pleasant Valley Country Club in Little Rock, Arkansas for the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens on October 24th through the 26th. Tickets on sale now at SimmonsBankChampionship.com.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Growing up, fall was my favorite time of year. On Saturdays, I'd watch college football all day with my friends, and on Sunday, we all played travel baseball, which was a lot of fun, but as the weather got cooler, it took a bit longer to warm up, and if you're coaching or just watching your kids play, I'm sure that nagging pain returns with that cool air. Everybody, Josh Neighbors here for QC Kinetics. It's time to stand up and fight that pain, and the folks at QC Kinetics are here to help. You can get a free consultation. Exercise your freedom to look beyond the options. This is not surgery. This is not pills. It's a simple injection that uses cellular level treatments from your own body. No hospital stay, fast and natural with no downtime. So call them today and get that free consultation scheduled. And that free consultation could be the spark that leads you to achieving that pain-free lifestyle year-round that you've been looking for. Call 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed, and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Beer check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import-sourced seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Scott, we just got a beer with our friends. Theron, real quick, tell us what you poured. You're much anticipated that time of year.
My favorite Sunstroll beer.
This is the best Oktoberfest in Arkansas right here, the Big Damn Horn of Plenty.
And by the way, if you want to see the Big Damn Horns, who has a mighty great bassist in their band.
They haven't written a
theme song
yet, but they're
playing on.
The other day at Rocktoberfest, we were pouring Big Damn Horn, and people were just coming up left and right. Oh, I love the Big Damn Horns. I see them all the time.
And you're like, you're standing right there.
I mean, I stand behind the two biggest guys in the band, so I,
yeah.
I you know, it's
they
okay.
don't notice
it's
you.
Okay if nobody sees me.
Real quick, let's.
But at some point, I was like, man, that bass player is awesome, man. Yeah. He's just the best.
Real quick, sexy. You guys are playing October 31st, Halloween night.
Yeah.
Give a plug real quick.
Yeah, so actually tomorrow night we're playing at 4/4.
Great food, by the way.
They did have Big Damn Horn on tap just recently. They might still.
It's been a week since I've saw it there.
So hopefully
yeah,
they still have it there. And then next week on Halloween, we're playing on the lawn of the Fine Arts Museum.
Oh, okay.
Just across the street from the brewery.
And then, Mark, thank you for coming in tonight. Theron, thanks for coming in as well. Hey, real quick, if I were hungry tonight, could I – go get food still?
If you get there before 9. Kitchen closes at 9.
Every night of the week?
Every night of the week, except for Sunday. Sunday we close at 5.
And are you guys, let's see, you're open 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
And Sundays, though, you do close at 7.
Yeah, yeah.
So, or did you say 7 or 5?
No, 5.
Okay, yeah. You may want to update that.
No,
I'm kidding,
so,
man.
So lunch and dinner. 6 days a week, and then Sunday is just lunch.
Lunch. All right.
And if I'm not in, say hello to Brendan, my other bartender. He rocks.
So what do you what should we order if we go in?
My Night of the Guava cocktail.
No, I'm at food.
Well, you're just going to drink.
Okay.
We'll let you get food.
What was the one you made us?
What I made you was
the
cardamom Mai Tai.
Yeah.
Cardamom Mai Tai or the humo de kiwi or we have a lot of them. Right now, I can make you a pumpkin old fashioned.
Oh, it's, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, that's good and warm. Mm. But okay. You know, with Vietnamese food, like you get those vermicelli meals.
Yep.
Oh, they're just so hearty, and you know those they're soup based and they're.
Good luck to you guys. I hope you do fantastic.
Thank you.
I think it's a welcome addition.
Go see Scott at the Soul and Spirits tent this Saturday, Festival of Darkness.
Pouring them up.
And if we got any listeners out there and you know what I look like and you see me at the golf tournament this weekend, I may buy you a beer or two.
Goth tournament?
Goth.
I guarantee he'll buy you Mick Ulter.
Or Lost 40. Lost 40 is out there.
They're too. Oh, yep. Killer.
Easy Tiger.
Fun time.
Easy Tiger.
All right. Scott, see you in a couple weeks.
Cheers, y'all.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon right here on 103.7 The Buzz.